This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy. Mm. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
What I was attempting to be, but not very artfully, is complimentary. This is an incredible guy. This is a phenomenon. This guy is. And look, the other part of this thing is, the word that got me in trouble is using the word clean. I should have said fresh. What I meant is he got.
Emergency deployment teams were sent into the center of the city immediately upon these reports. Bomb squad units from the transit police, the state police, and the Boston police were fully deployed.
Yeah. The Boston Police Department caused people to freak out and hide under their beds all day yesterday, which is ridiculous. Anybody who looked at them knew what they were and that they weren't dangerous.
Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, says that if you have an incursion into Iran, he expects that you would come to the Senate for approval. Yeah.
I have no intent upon going into Iran. I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens in Washington. People ascribe, you know, motives to me beyond a simple statement. Of course, we'll protect our troops. I don't know how anybody can then say, well, protecting the troops means that we're going to invade Iran.
During my trip to Iraq in early 2005, you predicted a significant decline in violence over the remainder of the year as the democratic process took hold and as more Iraqi troops were trained. 1 year later, during another visit to Iraq, I heard nearly the same predictions, with the timeline simply pushed back by a year.
The struggle in Iraq is winnable, but it will, as I have said before this committee, take patience and will.